Welcome back, everybody, to Playmakers here on 105.5 WIRI. Time for the fourth period. It is hockey season, people, and my heart has never been happier. Oh, I'm loving it. Regular season going in the NHL, the Premier League, of course, in action. We are here to talk hockey with our great friend, GM, head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman, with us right now. Coach, how you doing?
Doing great, man.
Thanks for being here. I had a couple of things I wanted to get into with you and certainly go over with the weekend's games and everything. But let's start there because I think it'll lead perfectly into where I wanted to go with stuff. So Friday night, the first home games of the season. It's got to be feel good to be on your home ice.
Yeah. It was always nice to play home, but home opener, you know, a lot of new guys never experienced anything like that. So a lot of juice is flowing. Guys are excited and I think we took the energy to the ice, and you could see it. So,
is that what you kind of sense, Michael, being up there?
I thought so too, but I thought there was maybe a little bit of nerves as well. I mean, of course there will be first home game, but
I was nervous.
Right, but I mean Hudson jumped on you guys. I think they went 2-0 to start it. And then you scored 6 unanswered, but I'm sure that was a very fun conversation between the first and second periods. But you guys looked like a different team between those first and two, and finished strong. Deacon played great in the pipes, and everybody played well, I thought, after you got those first 20 minutes out of the way.
Yeah, I think, the first goal was an unfortunate bounce.
Yeah, it was.
Off of our skate, right?
Yep.
And the second one was a hell of a shot. So now you just, basically we just talked about calming down and just play our game and do what we do best and relax. And once you got that first one. I think just started snowballing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once you guys got that first goal and then tied it up, I mean, granted, 6 unanswered in that game, you had been pretty happy about the response. And that's what you always talk about is how you respond. And responded well.
Yeah.
Saturday night, a little bit of a different story, but still it really ends in a River King victory, 4 in a row for our Kings. 3-2 victory over Hudson. That game, a little tighter, especially going into that third period. What is the energy like coming out of the second, going into the third there for you? What is the conversations like with the team?
For us, it was just keep doing what we're doing. And it was putting pucks on net, right? If you're averaging 20 shots a period, something's got to break, And the goalie, you could see, was tired. Sometimes he couldn't get up, right? He was exhausted. The kid played a hell of a game. And I told the coach after the game, I said, listen, you got 2 very good goaltenders, right? And that'll go a long way for the future. For us, it was just about chipping away at the goalie. And once we got that one, and then Diamond gets the second one, right? And then obviously the third one, which turned out to be bigger than we hoped. With them scoring with about 7 seconds left.
That second game was kind of neat to see 2 guys answer. One for Hudson, one for Rapids. After getting their bells rung a little bit, I think that was Constantine. He went down with you guys had to kill off penalty, and I think that he scored that goal right after he went down, about like 2 seconds left on the power play. But then Diamond, James's buddy there, Diamond, he took a hellacious hit. Yep. And busted him open. That's the second time I've ever had to see them break the Zamboni out in my time with the River Kings. And this was before your time here in town, Coach, of them break the Zamboni out, cleaning off that patch of ice to get the blood off of it, and then come back. But, saying it on the air, you see the blood, you see him grabbing his head, and he's a little woozy. I know he's a hockey player. I know he's tough. But there's got to be some protocol here. We got to make sure everything's okay. He was obviously able to come back okay and score the last 2 goals. So, I mean, 2 guys who get hurt come back in, and they both made the opposition pay. It was pretty neat to see that.
Credit to him. He's a tough kid, right?
Yeah. But
there's also the fine line between stupidity and being smart, right? And taking care of it. So, obviously, talking with our trainer and making sure that he was good to go at some point, and then just me having a conversation with him. At some point, I was going to sit him down if I didn't like what I saw.
Yeah,
by his body language, right?
Yeah.
He seemed seem to be okay.
We as fans, we get just riled up by that, seeing a hurt player go back out on the court and everything. Some of our oldest sports stories are like that and everything. But I don't know how many of us, because I have not seen this on a pro level by any means, but I do remember seeing this happen with my dad and the way his bench was. Because the arena was one way. His bench, the looks on their faces, I can still imagine. I can still see it. I can still see how they were. There was this locked-in look that they had that wasn't there before. Right. What it means to the players when they see a Noah go back out there, any injured player come back out after being hurt, I imagine that that's got to be, I don't know that's something you can coach. I don't know that's something that you could really, there's any speech that you can give that really rile a team like that does.
Right. No, it's, you hope that everybody is, you know, you talk about family, right? And you talk about pulling the rope in the same direction, right? And you hope that they get it when they see their captain, their leader go down and then get up and then respond and everybody follow suit, right? And all right, well, you know, we got to pick it up for him and that kind of thing. And hopefully that, you know, that pushed us over the edge. So,
yeah,
it's good to see. It was a good response by our players.
Kings are at number two, sitting in the number two slot in the North League right now, right behind Minnesota, both teams with 8 wins. When you look at this team in the 4-game winning streak, getting to know you a bit over the years, Coach, I know that we could easily spend the next 5-10 minutes talking about the positives and everything. I'm more curious of where your brain goes right away of, okay, these things are going good, but I don't like what this is doing, or I want to improve on this, or we got lucky here, whatever it might be. Where do you see where you and your coaching staff are really going to be putting in some work this week? You really want to improve on?
Well, I think it's in our D zone. I think we still have to get better. We still have guys that are drifting and not being where they need to be or being responsible with the puck in our zone. And when I say our zone, on our half of the red line, right? Not just in the D zone, but making certain plays that are still not the smartest plays that can cost and put us in a bad situation. But I think that, and I like to see our power play be more productive. Mm-hmm. I know we had a good start early, but now as you start playing some of the better teams, we're not being as productive. So I don't think we shoot the puck enough, to be honest with you. And I've had many conversations with the three guys up top, which is Baldu, Jack Choi, and Allstrand. All of them can shoot the puck. None of them do. Right? So that's my conversation is, you know, we got to shoot more. And you might have 60 shots, some of them more quality than others. Most of those shots are not getting through, or they're not high percentage shots. We're not getting the rebounds, or we're not getting the guys in front, so mm-hmm. they're killing plays, and they kill the power play when a goalie just grabs it and they get fresh players out, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. So we're not being smart with the puck and creating more opportunities.
I think this is one of the things I love about hockey that has brought me to it my whole life and everything, but it's also got to be one of the more difficult things, I would think, in, I don't know about coaching, but even in just trying to plan for in a game. Hockey's one of the few sports where you'll take a shot knowing that it's not going to, they don't have a chance. You just want to get the puck down there and a ricochet mm-hmm. and hope somebody can knock it in, something like that.
Yep.
You don't do that in basketball. You don't do that in baseball. You don't do that in other sports. Maybe you want to advance the runners a little bit in baseball, so a little like that, but not like this, where you don't get an out. You don't have a ding against you. You just got that puck in right where you wanted in that zone. Trying to get that more aggressive, trying to get your players to shoot the puck more, any of these things, how do you instill that?
We draw it out. You know, this is where when a play comes from one side, right, and it goes out, and we talk about from going low to high, back down to low, because you want to stretch them on the defensive side to create openings, right? So when you go low to high and we're digging a puck in the corner, we go back to the D, walk, get off the wall, get to the center or as close as you can. But when you shoot the puck and you're all coming from the left side, you don't shoot it to the right. There's nobody there, right? So you got to shoot it back where you came from, because that's where the guys are coming to crash the net. Right, so now it's about getting sticks out, getting in front of the goalie, and if it hits you, it hits you. It goes in. Nobody cares how.
Right.
Just get in. And so it's just about forcing a defenseman. Just get it there. It doesn't have to be hard. It's got to be quick. Right. Just get it there so the goalie doesn't get set. And that, what we talk about, you know, and we have drills where we'll do, where we have guys cutting in front of them and they got to shoot it by them or whatever, just so that they practice. Because we get a lot of shots blocked too, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
We could have 60, 70 shots, you know.
You almost did this weekend. I was going to ask Coach, I know, what I'm kind of piggybacking on what James was saying. I think you got to be very thrilled with how the penalty kill played this weekend, but I think that's the other side of it, is where one thing you're going to work on is taking the penalties, because fortunately it didn't impact you guys too much negatively, but it's a situation where you had to kill off how many 5-on-3s, even though it was, you know, maybe 20 seconds each time, but you were sometimes down 5-on-4 for 4 minutes, because bang, bang, bang,
back. Yeah, it's. I mean, we got to talk about being disciplined, right? I mean, it's just, there's a time and place, and that comes with the maturity, because you look at some of the guys that were getting it, the younger guys, right? They get in scruffles, they think they're Rocky Balboa, right? And next, you know, they don't understand why they got a penalty.
Right.
So it's being smart and not putting us in bad positions, and we got to continue to work on our PK. We're still not up to par.
Right.
And our alignment and reading and anticipating, and that second guy, you know, you can have a guy stand there by the goaltender, right? He's not really doing anything, but he should be forcing to one side, which means the second guy's got to anticipate and jump.
Yep.
If he's not there, okay, then it's an easy out, and that guy's flying down the ice, and now I got two guys stuck down there.
Yep.
Right? Now it's a 4-on-2. Right.
When it comes to all those things that are going to be worked on, I'm sure, this week, but when it comes to things that you're feeling good about, things that are positives for this team that maybe you didn't see coming, or maybe are just a you know, reinforcing what you were hoping for a couple of months ago before the season started and everything, what has impressed you so far this season about your team?
I think the veterans, the guys that have stepped up, like the Diamonds and the Austrians and the Ilyans and Baldukes and Shaws, and it's the second-year guys that really didn't have a top role last year that have stepped into that top role and have accelerated, right? So, guys, all those guys that I just mentioned are horses for us. And I mean, look, we don't even have 4 lines.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So that's tough. So now you're asking these guys to do a lot.
Yep.
Right? So now you can look at it. Listen, you're getting opportunity to play more. That's what you want.
Yeah.
But you got to be productive. And now you got to understand all situations. You know, sometimes guys are just power play guys. And some guys are just PK guys. But now you got these guys playing in all different roles. And guys like Ilyan and Jack Choi, they're a very good penalty killing unit. I mean, they're big, they're rangy, right?
Yep.
They're long, and they can get in ways, and they know how to skate and score, right? So that becomes a threat. That's something that I paired those two guys together, and then you got Diamond and Ruffalo, who are very fast and quick, right? So you start getting your pairs together, and I want to see combinations and see who's smart, who's not, and that kind of thing, and capitalizing those kind of turnovers.
Hockey's such an endurance marathon, and then when you're working with three over lines instead of four, it's really asking a lot. But I think the word that you use there, opportunity, is such a perfect word for these kids, and especially with this whole league, what all this is about. That's a really it's you know, that's an advantage I think in some ways in that regard. When it comes to this weekend, we got the Northwoods Express coming to town Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock puck drop right here at 105.5 WIRI. Join Michael Comer for these games. If you can't get to the rec center, of course, if you can get to the rec center, get there. Fill the arena, everybody. We want to make sure that Hudson and Northwest and all these teams in our division know what home ice advantage is and what we have over the other teams in this division. With the Northwest Express, lost their last game, 4-3 in their last 10. Fifth in the division, not playing bad. And from what I was seeing last weekend, looked like they were starting to figure some things out.
Now, let me tell you something. This is a team. This is a good test. Right? This will be a test. They are very good. I don't know how they're 4-3, to be honest with you. The Ox are playing very well. Squatch are still undefeated, right? So it's going to be a dogfight, and right down to the end, and you're going to have to win big games like this, and it's good that we see it early. You know, I mean, listen, we're at the quarter of the season. It's already done.
Yeah.
Just like that, right? So and now you start playing the Northwest and the Oxes and Steele County, we haven't even played yet, and they're doing well. So, this is going to be a good test. They're big, heavy. They got a lot of vets back.
Yeah, Parker, Preston Lundbohm.
Glenn Baum, yep. And then you got Underhill on defense, Cochran on defense,
yep.
Freshwater in the net. Right? I mean, they got some guys that can really hurt you. And again, they got a little more depth than we do right now. So that's something that I'm constantly trying to find.
I like the versatility our team has, especially when it comes to adapting to the game and other teams and everything. I like our chances this week, and I always like our chances. I'm a homer. What am I talking about? looking forward to this weekend's games and looking forward to hanging out and talking again real soon, Coach. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Find out more about your River Kings. Follow them as they build hockey up and down the river at riverkingshockey.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. Share their posts on your page so that others can see it. And be sure to get to the Southwick County Rec Center for every home game you can. Let us show them what home ice advantage truly is. If you can't make it to the rink, we got you covered right here. Every home game of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings right here at 105.5 WIRI all season long.